This is Travel with Rick Steves, and our guest right now is Fred Plotkin. That means it's time to have our appetites stoked. We're exploring what makes eating in Italy such a special treat. And one little topic about eating in Italy, it's the memories of hard times, almost nostalgic memories of days of poverty. What's the word for that? Poverty?
Well,
food,
la cucina povera.
There you
the
go.
Term. But when they talk about poverty and privation, they refer to it as misery in Italy, which is to me a very telling word. La miseria doesn't mean misery like, you know, oh, I'm not happy. It means poverty. It means the lack of available food and sustenance.
There
that
you go.
To the Italian was misery.
And something kind of related to that is cuisine that is popolare. I was reading about, you've had a fascinating story that we'll have to tell in another interview about cooking for Pavarotti when he was performing at the Met in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And you would help make sure he had the food he wanted after a long performance. And fancy as he might have been musically, he was really into basic food, wasn't he?
He was into very basic food from his hometown of Modena, which is very elegant food. But he always had a big pot of broth on because the broth was nourishing before it hydrated him. It gave him the vitamins that he wanted. But then we would use the broth to cook pasta in. But with that, he'd have a glass, very rustic wine, not fancy wine. He'd have some prosciutto. He'd have some parmigiano. He'd just have the basic foods of his home because when singers feel good, they sing well. And there's a direct psychological connection. I think we could say this about all people.
Yeah, that would make sense to me.